This is the Seven's Danny Wozencroft speaking to Councillor Roger Evans about today's announcement that the Wakeman School is still recommended for closure. What's your initial reactions to today's announcements?
Personally, I am disappointed that the so-called easy solution has come forward and more inspection, more thought has not been given to what is going to happen to education in Shrewsbury and Shropshire. As a member of the panel which drew up the policy, I expected it to be looked at and all schools to be considered and the quality and breadth of education offered to be considered.
Obviously, you say you were involved in drawing up the policy. Do you think the consultation has been properly carried out with a response to local people's opinion?
I think the consultation has been carried out, but I'm not sure that the expressions of interest given have been fully considered. If one looks at the responses, there is a variety of them, but the vast majority say the Wakeman should stay open. I'm not sure that this has been fully considered, especially as some of them came in whilst the school was closed. And really, really, we should be looking at the quality and breadth of education that is offered and see if this is it, see if the only solution is to take a secondary out or whether there are other ways of managing the budget that we need to manage.
As you say, obviously, education is first and foremost here. But are there any other problems that you can see coming up in the future if the Wakeman is to close as it's expected?
Within the Shrewsbury River Loop, within the Shrewsbury inner town area, there will be no school. If anybody wishes to go to a Shrewsbury school, they will either have to live locally to that school or cross through the town centre, which means that transport difficulties and a long walk.
Were you expecting this in today's announcement?
As a pessimist, yes. As an optimist, I was hoping it wouldn't, but it is what I've expected would come through. But very, very disappointed at what is suggested.
And obviously it's just next Tuesday that the final decision is made now. Where do we go from here?
I will support the Wakeman in whatever practical solutions they can offer. And also, of course, there's still another year left before the Wakeman really starts to close. I would encourage participants to look at it. And unfortunately, maybe the academy route is the only route possible open to them, which is disappointing. But it isn't over until it's over.